Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for tuning into Enhancing Awareness Radio. I am your host, Keith, and today I come to you. I'm going to do another oracle reading on air, and I have a guest who agreed to come on and do a reading, which is great. So a little bit about my oracle readings. My oracle readings are pretty much readings that I do. I've been doing it for a while. And they're readings that are pretty much in tune with your inner self. So the cards is a Know Your Magic deck that I use from one of my mentors, Miss Blue. You know Your Magic deck. Miss Blue, she has a remix show on Blog Talk as well. And it's called The Remix. Check out, you know, her readings, which is great. You know, I studied under her for a while. Anyway, so Know Your Magic deck, and the cards are pretty much in sync with your energy space. So, I mean, you have cards like Asar segment, you know, you have chakras and stuff like that. So it's a pretty cool deck. And, I mean, it gets in tune with your, like, if you have any kind of internal blockages or anything like that, you know, the cards pretty much serve as signposts to kind of help you see clear. So that's what these readings are for, you know. So I also do private sessions as well. This is going to be a 30-minute segment, but my private sessions are an hour. It could go, you know, to 3 hours, you know what I mean? So it just depends on you, you know, how vulnerable and how raw you are, the more accurate and the more, you know, insightful that your reading is going to be. So if you want to book a private session with me, you can always email me at harutheoracle@gmail.com. And Haru is spelled H-U-R-U-T-H-E, and Oracle just as it, you know, the correct spelling for Oracle, @gmail.com. All of this information is in the show information, so if you're listening online, you can see in the show information, you know, links to my website, and everything's there. All right. So also I want to let you know, even though I'm doing these readings, like I want to let all you know that you can always go to one of my friends' websites. Like if you need crystals, a lot of times in my reading summaries I recommend different crystals, you know, for your healing and stuff like that. And, I mean, you get crystals, you get body butters, soaps, skincare, sage, you know, cologne, candles, all of that. You know, it's kind of like a one-stop shop for everything. So if you want to do that, you know, you can always go to lisasfragranceandsuch.com. That's LisasFragranceN, the letter N, such at, excuse me, such.com. So lisasfragranceandsuch.com. All right, and yeah, so again, thank you guys for being, and we're going to go ahead and get started. I'm going to go ahead and bring my guest on now. Hello, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, hey, how are you? How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm doing good. I had a pretty relaxed day, you know. Like to spend my Sundays doing study and research, and you know, that's my, I call them study Sundays. So yeah, it was pretty good and relaxed.
That's a good
All right. So just a little bit about my reading. You kind of heard my intro. You know that the reading is pretty much in sync with your internal inner space. So the cards are going to serve you as signposts to kind of guide you. And then I also want to let you know that you are going to get a reading summary. So that's one thing I offer you guys is a reading summary. So you're going to get the visuals of your cards, the descriptions, as well as my personal notes and recommendations, suggestions rather, for you to, you know, help you on your journey.
Okay.
All right, so tell me a little bit about yourself. Are you pretty much on a spiritual journey? Talk about that.
I guess I'm in a transition stage. I was once Christian.
Okay.
Well, I was raised Christian, but that's not me at all. So right now I'm just trying to find my way.
Trying to find your way out. Okay, cool. Well, that's what we're here for. So so tell me, like, what are some of your deep concerns for you at the moment in your life?
Deep concerns. Ooh, I have a
Okay, that's cool. Let's get to it.
I don't know. Procrastination is one.
Okay.
It's one of my concerns. I guess not succeeding being a product of my environment, that was scary.
Product of your environment. That is a scary one. So a product of your environment, procrastination. I was doing your chart. You know, you had a great chart. But one of the things one of the things that it said in your chart was your insight and logic will lead you to success. So you pretty much have high standards for yourself. Am I correct?
Yes.
And then you have an intellectual potential, and you're also driven.
Yes.
So I'm thinking, being that you're all of these things, being that you procrastinate, you procrastinate, and you're a product of your environment, that can kind of be in conflict with,
right.
You know, yeah. So I mean, you're kind of really in a conflict right now, and then you may be kind of emotionally unsure. Is that, would that be accurate?
Yes.
Okay. But you do have a creative mind. Emotionally unstable. Okay, that's cool. We're going to get you right on together. So emotionally unstable. Okay. I'm going to turn you on to Ralph Smart. Ralph Smart is really, really good. He's a great teacher, and I studied on him for years, you know, and I mean, you can be having a bad day, crazy day, and just listen to one Ralph video, and I tell you, you can turn your whole day around, literally. Just the energy that he gives off. You know what I mean? So
okay.
The product of your environment, one important thing about that I do know is that, you know, I think it's going to kind of be like an internal thing that you have to do first. You know what I'm saying? So kind of being
right.
Like, even though that you may be kind of in an environment that may be unhealthy to your spiritual growth, you know, just kind of setting yourself like a routine that you can do for yourself. You know what I'm saying? To put you
right.
in a, you know what I mean? So do you do a lot of that in your life or?
No, that's something that I'm working on, to putting everybody before me.
Okay.
So now is the time that I'm trying to take to myself.
Put yourself first. Okay, good. I mean, now's a good time to do it. is a good time to do it. So, great. So I'm kind of guessing that you're probably going to be an empath. So I'll explain all of that, what it is. Empath is kind of somebody who absorbs everybody's emotions and, you know, just, I mean, that's, you know what I mean? So being that you absorb everybody, energy vampires can, you know, you can kind of be a prey to energy vampires. And a lot of times as empaths,
right.
We don't understand how to deal with that. You know what I mean? So, So your deepest concern, do you have any more deepest concern outside of procrastination, product in your environment?
Generational curse.
What's that?
Generational curse. That's my biggest thing.
Generational curse. Now, that's deep. Talk about that.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
Everything you can think of is in my family.
Okay.
From drugs to emotional, physical, all the abuse to molestation to incest to everything you could think of to disease, all the above.
Right, all the above.
Curse.
How do you feel about that?
It scares me because I have kids.
It scares you because you have kids. Okay. So that's why it's really important, you know, for you to, you know, get your mind right. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to tell you, it's very, very challenging to do that when you are in an environment that is sick and toxic. So I don't know what you could do in order to get out. Like, are you, like, staying with somebody to where you have to be there? Is that kind of what your situation is?
No, it's something that's kind of legal.
It's what now?
Legal.
Legal?
Yeah,
okay.
It's come with the system.
Okay. So just as I told you just a minute ago, so being in your environment, you're going to have to find stuff to, you know, kind of keep you motivated and kind of keep you driven, you know, and kind of keep that creative mind flowing. You know what I mean? So really it's like a lecture
right.
that you listen to every day. And, you know, probably stay away as much as possible. You know, like if you can find activities to kind of throw yourself into, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so when it comes to this particular reading, what are you seeking clarity on?
Oh, I don't know. Right now I need guidance.
Okay, you need guidance. Okay. All right, so guidance. Okay, so one of the cards that you, I went ahead and pulled for you, and one of your
mm-hmm.
first card that you pulled, the first card that you pulled was the third eye. So with your situation, you know, I kind of think that with the third eye, this is about your guidance, really. I mean, like the direction. This is all about the direction. So you
mm-hmm.
know, when you pull this card is about your inner guidance. You remember you say guidance? This is about your inner guidance.
Mm-hmm.
This is about your light. And this is about positive consciousness. So this is that's the balance. So this energy center reminds you to trust your intuition and for you to reflect on your past and move forward with wisdom. Now, just to let you know that reflecting on your past doesn't mean to get stuck there. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can rewrite
mm-hmm.
our story anytime. We hold the pen. You know what I mean? So you can rewrite your story at any time. Know that. But, see, you're not going to be able to do that until you kind of start to rewrite it a little bit. And
right.
I'm going to give you the how to rewrite it. You know, one of the first things is I'm going to turn you on to Wayne Dyer. So in your summary, I'm going to include a YouTube lecture by Wayne Dyer, and he has a lecture about change your thoughts, change your life, because, you know, life is only 10% of what happens, yet it's 90% of how we react to it.
Right.
So your reaction, you know what I'm saying? So even though you're in all of that, you know, your reaction is going to be vital for your growth. You know what I mean? So instead of reacting
mm-hmm.
Instead of reacting, being like emotionally, you know, unsure, you know what I mean? It's kind of like you have to start to be clear, you know. And mind you,
right.
I'm telling you all this, but I'm giving you the how-tos, too. I'm not just going to tell you. Well, first of all, I don't give advice. I never give advice. I always give suggestions, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to give you the how-to in your summary, okay? So
okay.
In changing your thoughts, you know, you can be thinking negatively about a situation, you know what I mean? And we can take that
mm-hmm.
thought. See, you are the voice that doesn't speak, if that makes sense.
Yes.
So like your intuition, you know what I mean? So do you trust your intuition? How are you with your intuition?
I'm starting to.
Okay. It's a practice.
Yeah, I'm starting to.
And that's good. One thing I love about you is that you're having the courage to want to do better, because you know that it's more to life than that. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, I mean, it's beautiful that you are having the courage to step out of it, you know. But I do want to let you
right.
know, baby, this is not going to be easy. This is going to be one of the hardest things that you have ever done. Hear me. Them growing pains are a bitch. You know what I'm saying? And they don't go away, because it's level
mm-hmm.
to this shit. So, like,
right.
you're scratching the surface, baby. It's mold shit. You're going to start scratching and digging, honey, and then you're going to reach Pandora's box and be like, you know what? Fuck this. But see, it's worth it. It's so worth it, though. You know what I mean? I want to let you know it is worth it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So this journey is beautiful, you know what I mean? And I'm glad that, you know, procrastinate no more. And then if you procrastinate, that's okay. Most of all, don't judge yourself about it. You know, just keep going. You know what I'm saying? Just do it in moderation. You know what I mean? If you set yourself up, don't set too big of a goal. You know what I'm saying? Set a small
right.
goal. You know, rather a small goal is to go to the park with your kids, you know, every Sunday and connect to nature. You know, just something small, you know, for 30 minutes or whatever it is. Something to take your mind in the right direction. You know, get away from that generational shit. You know what I'm saying? Take them to Six Flags. You know, just begin to do insert some type of balance. You know what I mean?
Right.
Okay. So, the third eye, do you know anything about the third eye?
Am I what?
Do you know anything about the third eye?
Not really. I've
okay.
been trying
All
to
right.
open it.
Okay. Well, yeah, I need to send you. All right, so your third eye, as you know, is your all-seeing eye, and you pretty much open that as you go, as you start to level up and get more information, more insightful and stuff like that, and it starts to open up yourself. Never force it. You know, never force it to open, you know what I'm saying? Because if you open it and then, you know, kind of too early, you know, it can be vital. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
you know, you can, you know what I mean? So kind of pace yourself, you know what I'm saying? Don't go too fast. Just, you know, just don't let the intention be, I want to open my third eye. Let the intention be first that I want to grow. You know what I'm saying? And start to pace yourself at a level, you know, small, moderation, you know what I mean? And then your third eye actually opens naturally. It's a natural event.
Right.
You know what I mean? So don't force it. Just flow. Flow.
Okay.
All right? So positive consciousness, and what that is about is changing your thoughts, changing your life, you know. So Wayne Dyer is going to help you with that. So I'm going to turn you on to Ralph Smart and Wayne Dyer, which is two amazing teachers. So he'll teach you more about how to flip those thoughts, you know. And then once you start, it's a practice. So once you start to do it small, you'll start to get better and better at it. And none of that shit will affect you. So reflect on your past. You know, understand that you can use positive consciousness in order to balance yourself, and then you move into higher consciousness, and you move forward with wisdom, growth. All right, her call dropped, so these things happen. So if you're listening, go ahead and give me a call back. Yeah, go ahead and give me a call back. So, yeah, guys, as anybody who's on this spiritual journey knows, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to that third eye opening, you know what I'm saying, like, I don't know, it just seems like it was a natural process that, you know, happened. And it's not anything that, you know, should be forced, but something that should just flow naturally. Give me one second. Let me try to get her back on. All right. Okay. If you see this, go ahead and give me a call back. But I'm actually going to move forward with her reading without her. I hope she calls back in, but I'm going to go ahead and go forward. The next card that she pulled, damn, my dog's acting crazy. Sorry about that. Okay, she didn't call back in yet. I don't see you in the queue, so if you call him back, go ahead and press 1 so you can speak to the host. Just in the future, guys, if you guys want to read it for me, you know, be sure to inbox me. What I do is I do random radio slots where you guys can come on and get a reading from me. If you like the reading tonight, you guys can come on and, you know, just inbox me. Well, not inbox me. Use the email information and show details and go ahead and, yeah, just inbox. I mean, send me an email and we can go ahead and schedule and go from there. All right. So I don't see her back on yet, and that's cool. So her next card that she pulled was a card called Share Your Breath. So this card is about divine exchange, it's about relaxing, and it's about fresh thoughts. So when you pull this energy center, this card expresses the need for you to recognize the interconnection of all things on the planet. By sharing your thoughts and things, you will gain new insight. So what this card is about, guys, is this card is about, you know, about just the divine exchange. You know, I would like to add synchronicity to that. And it's about, you know, sharing how you feel, sharing your emotions with others, you know, being attracted with like-minded people. You know what I mean? You be aware of your surroundings, you know, and know that, you know, the toxic surroundings that we put ourselves in or that we be accustomed to, we have to start to find, you know, different outlets, you know, in order to grow. You know what I mean? So that's what this card is about, you know, share a breath. You know what I mean? That's why I recommended for her to go, you know, to a park or something with the kids, you know, and meditation and, you know, do all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, that's what that was about. So share a breath, you know, fresh thoughts. Again, Wayne Dyer is going to teach, you know, her about changing your thoughts, changing your life, and she'll be able to have fresh thoughts, you know what I mean? And then she'll be able to share her thoughts and things. And, you know, by that, she'll gain new insight. All right, so she did not call back. So we're going to go ahead and still move forward. So the last card she pulled was a card called Body Talk. And Body Talk is about your inner vibes. It's about healing. Because that's what she's doing. She's healing, right? And then remember I told her it was levels to this shit, you know, and then it's about the cycles of growth. So when she pulls this energy center, this card reminds her about the unconditional love for your whole self. So this is something that she has to work on. You know, she has to work on unconditional love for herself. Remember when she said that she, you know, gave herself to others, she liked to help others, she's an empath, you know. And so, yeah, just having love for her whole self. With the understanding of the power of love, she will then have the courage to transform what she needs. Woo! Need I say anymore? So yeah, I mean, it's amazing. So that was her reading. I'm going to be in touch with you. I want to thank you for coming on, you know, and doing your reading. I'm sorry that the call dropped, however. And, yeah, thank you for sharing. I mean, she had the courage to be vulnerable on air. You know, sometimes a lot of people do get nervous about it and they kind of freeze up, you know what I mean, or whatever happens. You know, but, you know, just thank you for coming on. And, again, if you want to come on in the future for a show, just converse with me via email, and we'll go ahead and schedule that. To my friends who know me who are listening, I want to thank you so much for listening. I think I'm going to do a show on Bashar, you know, a guy named Bashar. He's a great teacher. He just came out of nowhere, really. And I studied him a few years back, but his name is coming back up to the surface because he does little small clips. But his small clips on YouTube are so powerful that it was one called Seeing is Believing. Wait, let me make sure I'm saying it right. Well, yeah, okay, I don't have it in front of me. But, well, let me pull it up real quick. But, you know, we live in a society where it's like we have to see it in order to believe it or something like that. Let me see. Bashar, did they take it off YouTube? Okay, they took it off YouTube. So believing is seeing. So we pretty much have to, yeah, I'm going to get back into that later because yeah, I need to take notes and all this stuff. So anyway, I have a lot of good shows for you guys. I mean, I have a lot of ideas. My friends that know me know that I always keep the dialogue going. You know what I mean? And I got, like, a ton of Facebook questions with different, like, 100-thread dialogue. You know what I mean? So that I want to bring to light. You know what I'm saying? And I want to enhance the platform and, you know, have it to where all you guys can call in. I get more studio time, you know what I mean? And, you know, you can converse in the chat rooms. And, I mean, I got big things for this show. You know what I'm saying? So, again, guys, thank you for tuning in, you know, and that was about what I do. A lot of people know about what I do as far as the Oracle readings, but they don't really get to witness what I do. So you guys got a glimpse. If you want to go back in the archive, you can look at one of the first oracle readings that I've done, which was very successful. It was about the journey. You know, everybody wants to know about their journey and where they're going and what, you know, what to look for and what to, you know what I mean? They need direction, guidance, right? And as me serving as 1111 spirit guide, you know, the gate, you know what I mean? It's in my destiny to help people and guide you, you know what I mean? Not only will I suggest to you what to do, I will give you the how to do it in a detailed summary. And also just to add, I want to let you know that I do tarot as well. You know what I mean? I use the Egyptian Akana deck, and I do tarot as well. I'm not going to do my tarots on air yet, but I do those as well in my private session. So I found a very unique way to incorporate oracle and tarot together, you know what I'm saying, for a very powerful reading. So be sure to email me to book a private session. You will not be disappointed. Check out my reviews as well. You know, my Facebook business page, Intuitive Energy Readings, is in the show information as well. You can click that, and you can check out my reviews, which are really, really great. You know, I'm honored. Thank you. So, 256, whoever that is calling from 256, thank you so much. You've been here listening the whole time. If it's one of my friends, go ahead and inbox me and let me know what you thought of the show. And, something I was going to say to her, you know, and it was a quote that I had pulled. And what it is, it's two things I wanted to say. I wanted to say that the problem that you have in life is you. And also the joy that you have in your life is you. And that's a quote from a brother that I started following recently, Jamar Milton. Shouts out, 9, right? You know, I love that brother. He's very, 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 very wise. You know what I mean? I've actually been studying his work all day. So, yeah, shout out to him. And then one thing I want to leave the queen with is, queen, your throne is not a place out there. Finding your throne is about finding yourself and discovery of who you are on a very deep level. It's about connecting with your inner truth and bringing that truth into the world. All right? All right, guys, again, thank you for tuning in to Hanson Awareness Radio. I grandly appreciate it. And until next time, peace.